All right, welcome back. My name is Russell Cox, and this is the Author's Village half of tonight's call, Monday, April 7th, 2008. And so here we're talking about what is Web 2.0, and on the second half of the call, we're focused on the Author's Village side of thing. So this call will be interesting, this commentary will be interesting to anybody who's doing the Web 2.0 community, but my target audience for this call is the Author's Village. And in the Author's Village, we assume that you have a book, you want to become a best-selling author, and you want to be paid for being an author. In Patrick Snow's best-selling author group, you achieve becoming well-paid by becoming a keynote speaker and a consultant. In the Author's Village side of things, we're focused on building an internet community around your message, around your book, that leads to coaching and training and speaking. But our focus is on building up your internet community. And one of the reasons I created the Author's Village and one of the reasons I got into this side of things is that as I was learning more and more about the Web 2.0 communities, which we talked about in the first half of the call, we talked about the communities last week, and then we talked about what is Web 2.0 technology and techniques and processes at the beginning of this call. Now we're talking about how you use it. One of the first things that Web 2.0 does is it allows almost anybody to start attracting an audience of thousands of people anywhere on the planet Earth at very, very low cost. So when you're building your Web 2.0 audience, the key tools are blogging. We have all heard about blogging by now in the blogosphere. Article marketing, which is similar to blogging, except you're posting articles one at a time. And I'll go into these in some detail in a minute. Right now I'm introducing them. So there's blogging, there's article marketing, there's press release marketing, which is similar to article marketing, but the idea is the articles appear newsworthy. In a regular article marketing article, an article appears to solve a problem. In the PR world, you appear to be newsworthy. In the blogging world, you appear to be entertaining. And all of these are very inexpensive ways for you to be posting 300 to 500 word pieces of writing about you, about your message, about your products. So whether you're an author promoting your book and you're speaking, or whether you're a company promoting your products, these are three very powerful ways. And as soon as you start writing articles, as soon as you start posting articles, it's very common for people to be getting hundreds or thousands of hits in the first few weeks. And so, and most of these systems, EZine Articles, which we'll talk about in some detail, we'll do some free introduction to EZine Articles, and then there will be some paid coaching classes if you're interested in the details. Same thing with blogging. We'll introduce a couple of ways you can do blogging, and then there will be some classes on how do you actually do that, how do you do it for real, how do you get good at it, how do you create blogs in such a way that they serve your community. So the initial piece is anybody can set these things up. Anybody can do a blog, anybody can do article marketing, anybody can create a community site very quickly, very inexpensively. What the training is about is how do you do it effectively? What's the difference between having an audience and having a community? What's the difference between having thousands, even millions of hits? Lots of people out there in the internet world, let me tell you a little bit about this piece of it. A lot of people out there in the internet world, the standard internet coaching that's going around these days is you want to do search engine optimization, and then you want a tool like blogging or article marketing. Most of the other training programs will only talk about one of these tools. Most of them will say, okay, you want to write a blog and you do it this way. That's Content Desk's authority site blog. Other people will talk about article marketing. Sean Mize and others are article marketing gurus. Most of the gurus out there have one, Joe Vitale focuses on press releases. Yaktivate, the podcasting company, focuses on press releases. Most people will pick one of these things and use that and train you on that. My goal is you want a complete community. You want one of everything, and you want to begin getting relatively good. You want to focus on the ones that are easy for you. So if you find writing a conversational blog is easy, start there. If you find doing dialogues and phone calls like this, audio, start here. create a bridge call, create a podcast, and start talking about your ideas. If you find writing articles that solve problems easy, start with article marketing. If your product is newsworthy, do PR marketing. So you start with the one that's easiest for you, but by the time you become professional, and by the time you've completed a class that we're coming out in May with, the Build Your Complete Web 2.0 Community and Business in 10 Weeks, by the time you've completed that sort of class, you'll have one of everything. You'll understand the different uses of each of the audiences, because the people who read blogs are different than the people who read articles. And the people who read articles are different than the people who listen to podcasts. Each of these mediums has a different tone and attracts a different audience. Your goal is to have a total audience of something like 10,000 or so. I use that number as a simple bootstrap, because if you imagine that you've got an audience, a global audience of 10,000 people listening to your conversation, most of us could sell $100 worth of something. If you had a readership of 10,000 and a fan base of 1,000, and you were able to sell $100 worth of ebooks and webinars and your paper book to them, that's $100,000. That's enough so that most people can quit their day job. That's enough so that most people can dedicate a significant amount of time to building that audience even more, and either growing it from, say, 1,000 people to 10,000 people. If you sell $100,000 or $100 to 10,000 people, you've got $1 million in revenue. Or vice versa, you keep your audience down to 1,000 active people, but you sell a $1,000 workshop or webinar. Either way, getting up to something like 100,000 isn't that hard, and growing from 100 to 1 million in gross revenue isn't that hard either. Not in the Web 2.0 world. So the first step for the author's village is the assumption is you're an author. You've got a message. You want to be well heard. Well, so what you want to do is you want to take your message, and one of the processes I go through is I call the message platform. And so we go through and we kind of deconstruct your message. We pull apart your message and find out what are the components of your message. What are the common themes that you always talk about? What are some of the common stories that you tell? What are the common teaching stories that you tell, so the processes that you tell people about. So we have a process where we go through and we take your message apart and show you the different components. And then once you have that message platform, it's relatively easy then to create a conversation, an entertaining conversation, about your topic. And that's your blog. It's relatively easy to take your core message and rewrite it so that it's a series of instructional articles. That's your article marketing campaign. For people, it's hard to do PR. Almost everybody, at least every once in a while, you can do something that counts as newsworthy. And so, like, one of the clients I like to use as an example is Delaine Myers, Meow Prince, and she wants to save the cats. Her goal is cat rescue and taking care of cats. And so she has a website where you can buy cat-related products and scrapbooky stuff with a cat theme. And so on the one hand, you might think, how could you ever write a PR piece about cats? Well, actually, if you're talking about cat rescue, every once in a while a cat does get stuck in a tree, or a cat gets stuck in a well, or a cat rescue does something, you know, a particular rescue shelter does some event that would count as PR to somebody. So almost no matter what your project is, you can find an angle that has a newsworthy component to it. Now, maybe CNN won't cover it, but there's probably some e-zine somewhere that would consider what you do news. And so they go hunting for the PR press releases that describe different activities in a newsworthy manner. So once you have your message platform, your job is then to get professional about delivering more or less the same message in all of these different modes. And then when you do that, creating an audience of 10 or 100,000 anywhere on the planet Earth is relatively easy. And you don't have to worry too much about SEO and search engine optimization. and buying lots and lots of dollars in AdSense, you may choose to. Those things can boost your revenue, and they have their place. But my process, you don't really need most of that. And by the time you start spending a lot of money on search engine optimization or AdSense, you're making $100,000 a year. The goal is to get your first audience of 1,000 readers and 100 interested people. And you could do that with no money at all. And the examples of the Authors Village sites and the Web 2.0 sites, I'm deliberately choosing not to spend hardly any money on the graphics and the layout of those sites to show you that you can get your first 100 interested people in your community who want to know more about your book, your speaking, your message, and you don't have to spend hardly any money at all. It's not about the money, it's about the message, and it's about learning how to tell your story in a variety of ways. So what we've introduced is this idea of the Web 2.0 audience. The other piece of the Web 2.0 audience that I haven't talked about is there's a common thread. Not so much in the press releases, except the press releases are interactive in the sense that the way a press release works is the people reading them are going to pick up your press release, retype the story, and put it in their e-zine. So that's an interactive piece. So the last piece that makes this thing Web 2.0 and not Web 1.0 and not your grandfather's marketing is interactivity. When you write a blog, there's always a place for people to post comments. When you write an article, an e-zine article, you always invite them to go and post their comments. Now, if you do an open blog and you let anybody comment, you can have some trouble with people putting up some, you know, unsavory comments or posting spam or porn or whatever. So one of the tricks and one of the values of creating a community is you absolutely must have this interactivity. The audience you're looking to create, the audience who's going to buy your book, the audience that's going to come to your workshop or come hear you speak, is an audience that cares about what you have to say. So you don't want a million people who don't care about what you have to say. It's not about getting a million hits a day. It's about finding a few thousand people who know your message and care and want to know more. And in particular, the village, the community, is built out of the people who care almost as much about their neighbors as they do you. They don't just want to know about what you're doing for cat rescue. They want to be a member of a community with 1,000 people who do cat rescues all over the country and all over the world. And that's at least as important to them about your little cat rescue in your little town. So when you're building these communities, a key aspect of it is interactivity. The way I do interactivity with a blog is you don't allow people to comment on the blog. You go comment on other people's blogs, and you post high-quality comments on other people's blogs, and you invite those readers to come and read your blog. But on your blog, if someone wants to post a comment, you send them to the community. And you'll notice that that's exactly, for example, how this recording is being constructed. You got this recording off of a web page, most likely. And at the bottom of that web page is a button that says, post your comments here. And that button will take you back either to the Authors Village or to the Web 2.0 community. And you will be routed to a forum for this specific phone call. And you will be allowed to put your comments in that forum. But you can only put your comments in that forum if you're a member of the community. So now we have accountability. The only people who are commenting are people who are willing to put their names in the kitty and be public about who they are. And if somebody is really spamming you or using foul language or whatever, or being inappropriately negative, you want appropriate negative commentaries and questions, but you don't want inappropriate negativity. Well, you as the owner of the community can kick out anybody who's not playing fair. Like I said, in modern communities, people want you to play fair, so you don't want to just kick out everybody and have a bunch of Pollyannas in there. You want to have an honest community that's giving honest feedback, asking interesting questions that you may or may not have the answers to. But you do always have the right to kick out anybody who's causing trouble. That's another value of the community, is the community polices itself. That was one of the things that the woman doing cat rescue found. She had a community set up for a while, and she had to go through every morning and pull down the profanity and the trash. Well, if you've got a community where people have to log on and give their name before they can post, you don't have to do that hardly nearly so much. And if anybody becomes a problem, you can easily move them along. So that's the value of building a community. You have to have this interactive nature, because if you don't have this interactive nature, we get into that no-profit zone I was talking about. What people care about these days, and just look at YouTube, and just look at MySpace, what they care about is talking about what they find interesting. And your job is to give them the venue. Your job is to give them a place to have their conversation. One of the ways I talk about this, I talked about the message platform. I have another coaching process I go through called the community platform. And in the community platform, we begin by imagining that you're building a coffee shop bookstore. And you want people to come to your coffee shop bookstore and sit at your tables, drink your coffee, read your books, and talk about what you think is important. So your community, you want a few hundred people to join your community, and predominantly you want them talking about your topic, whether it's your book or your coaching or your products. So even if you've got a brick-and-mortar product, you know, the example of the By Day Office, she's got office space in a physical location. But on her website, she wants most people talking about the last presentation they went to go see at My Day Office, or the last time they were able to close a really big deal because they had an office space that was really convenient to the ferries in downtown Seattle. So she wants people talking mostly about the office. They don't have to always be talking about the office, but she wants them mostly to be talking about the office and their experiences and why it's such a valuable asset. So no matter what your product is, no matter what your message is, when you create your community, the idea is that most of the time, most of the people in your community are talking about your topics, which allows you to come in and present yourself as the authority from time to time. So if you're doing this right, you personally are only producing 5, 10, 20% of the content. You know, in the early days, it'll be 100% of the content or 50% of the content. But once you get a group up and running, you're producing, you're coming in once a week and doing one phone call like this one. You're coming in once a week and posting a couple of articles. You're putting in 10 or 20% of the content and presenting yourself as a professional in your community. And you know that most of the people in that community care about what you say, because that's why they joined in the first place. They want to know more about what you know, what you talk about. So you've got a willing audience. Now your job is to learn to listen to what they're telling you. And again, there'll be more free and paid coaching opportunities to learn more about how do you use your community as an honest sounding board, how do you use your community as a focus group, as a product design group. We closed the last call with this discussion that even in the author's village, the assumption is you want to get paid for being an author. The assumption is you haven't really achieved your goals until you've sold a lot of books and a lot of people are taking your advice or enjoying your story. Even if you've got a sci-fi fantasy, you haven't won until you've got a big fan club that's talking about the world you created in your novels. You haven't really achieved the goal of this community until you have, again, this fan base of 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 who are willing to buy the book, listen to an audio, do something, pay you a certain amount of money more or less every year for something new that you produce. This is about creating a community that cares about what you do enough that they're more than happy. In fact, they want to buy the T-shirts, buy the book, buy whatever it is. I call that festival marketing, by the way. So that's the other. We'll end on that. We'll end on festival marketing, which is good and very appropriate for Author's Village, because festival marketing is the key. Once you have a book, and once you have, say, 10,000 readers, so you have a fan base of 10,000, it becomes completely appropriate for you to start asking them, what do they want? Do they want posters? Do they want T-shirts? Do they want mugs? Do they want other authors' books similar to yours? Do they want to come see a book signing? Do they want to come to see a presentation or a book reading? What does your fan base want from you? And so I call it festival marketing. If you've got 10,000 readers and you've got 1,000 of them in an active fan community, that's like having a rock concert where 1,000 people showed up. You decide who's on stage. It's you and some other guest speakers contribute to your community. You've set up the stage. You've decided who's going to perform. Now your job is while they're at your concert, you sell them the T-shirts and the CDs and the hot dogs that they want to buy. And it's your job to decide, do they want expensive wine? Do they want cheap wine? Do they want German beer or American beer? Do they want, you know, $20 T-shirts or $10 T-shirts? Do they want hot dogs or bratwurst? So your job is to listen to your audience and deliver to them whatever they would appreciate because you brought it to them. Whether it's, you know, that's what, you know, Starbucks does this. Starbucks has famous musicians putting out CDs that don't have a single song from the musician on them. They're the musician's favorite songs. You know, it's Willie Nelson's favorite songs. You do that in your community. You're the trusted expert. People like your work. They want to know what else you like, and they will be happy to buy a music CD because you just bought it last week and you thought it was really great. So your job is to learn to do festival marketing. The first job is to build a Web 2.0 audience, and that's using blogging, article marketing, and the other interactive communication media to attract an audience to your community. Second step is create an interactive community. Third step is learn to hear your audience and to give them whatever it is they ask you for. You're the trusted advisor to your audience, whether you're writing mystery novels or textbooks. And your audience will want things from you. And it's your job to ask them. And it's your job to provide them the things that they want you to deliver. If you have to go out and get a ghostwriter or a graphic artist or somebody to design the T-shirt, that's totally okay. No reason not to. So again, when you build a professional business out of this, and remember, you know, the goal is to get up to 100,000 in the first 12 to 18 months or something, and then you have the opportunity to go from 100,000 a year to 500,000 or 1,000,000 a year. Well, when you get to 500,000, you can hire staff to be doing lots of things, like the graphic arts work. But initially, with no staff, with writing a series of 300 to 500 word articles, blog entries, commentaries, 5-minute, 30-minute commentaries, audio commentaries like this one, you can attract an audience of hundreds and then thousands. And from that audience, you can create a community that is more than happy to pay you $50,000, $100,000, $150,000 a year to enjoy the fruits of your labor. So that's what Authors Village is about. How do you become well-heard? And once you're well-heard, we also talk about how do you get well paid? How do you create the kinds of products that an internet audience will be interested in? Patrick Snow's group is all about how do you become a keynote speaker? How do you create a coaching practice based on your best-selling book? Authors Village is about how do you create an online community around your book, around your workshops, and then how do you capitalize that community? Everybody else out there, even the good ones, Mark Joyner, Joe Vitale, all the other internet gurus, are talking about how do you build your list and how do you monetize your list? How do you sell them something? My goal is not building a list, not monetizing the list. It's about creating a community and capitalizing on that community. Create a community of trust and value, and then delivering to that community the value they ask you to deliver. So it's a very different way of doing marketing. It's a very different way of doing selling, and it has these cool and wonderful Web 2.0 characteristics that costs almost nothing to get started, and it's way more efficient than what most of us have been trying to do for years and years and years. So thank you for being on the call. Thank you for being a member of my community, whether you're in the Authors Village or Web 2.0 community. If you haven't joined, please do. Please go and click on the Join Now button and become a member of the community, and then you can post comments. If you haven't posted a comment, please click on the comment button and go to the forum for this call. I'd love to hear your comments. I'd love to know what you'd like me to talk about next. Right? If you post comments, I will answer your questions. So please go to the community, post your comments and questions, and I will do my best to answer them or find other experts who can answer them. It's all about providing you you're my festival audience. It's all about me doing everything I know how to do to provide you with the information and tips and tricks you need to be well heard and well paid. So thanks for being on the call. Thanks for being a member of my community. Please go and post and comment, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday night, if nothing else. Thank you very much. Good night.